K2 RCL monitoring.
2 RCL. KN4 VWA. What's happening, bud?
What's going on, Mr. Steve?
See the room that you done. Put up the platforms and I'm about ready to throw in some track.
Well, I got a question for you.
Nobody saw me do it, and nobody can prove a thing.
Don't have it on videotape. But, if you was going to set up an inverted V dipole for HF, which band would you tune it for?
If it was me, another close, son. If it was me, I'd buy myself a Maxcon, and I'd have 80 through 10 on it, and I'd be all set for all the bands.
Well, let's say we ain't got that kind of money, and we got to set up an antenna for one band right now. Which one would you pick?
How much do you think a Maxcon runs?
You know, seeing as I just bought an HF radio, if it's more than about $5, which is what I got in my pocket, Mama ain't going to let me spend it.
Okay, now go ahead and jump off the deep end. Tell me what kind of HF you got.
Kenwood TS-140S, 100-watt HF.
How about that? Okay. That sounds good. I'm not being nosy, just curious what you had to give for it.
Throw a guess out there.
Say somewhere between 5 and 8.
In a straight line?
Yeah.
175.
I don't want to hear any more baloney about you complaining about spending $119 for a Maxcon inverted V dipole. You can go get you a Maxcon, look them up on the internet, M-A-X-C-O-N, and put ham antenna behind that on the Google, and it'll take you over to his site. It's $119. $175, boy, you ought to be ashamed.
Well, I had to do a little cleaning on it, and the power connector was all discombobulated and jerry-rigged up, so I got a new 6-pin connector coming for it, and I'm just going to rewire the whole thing with new pins and new wiring.
$5. I don't want to hear any complaining. Boy, golly. Now go order you a Maxcon, and you'll have everything from 80 down to 10.
Put that on the wish list. Right now, I've got a PVC bulkhead built for me to run two wires off of, and I've got the wire coiled up out there on the porch. I'm just trying to figure out which band I want to tune it to make it work.
Say, are you going to have most access to the radio?
Under the current circumstances, probably in the afternoons and like it is right now, once things progress and I get finished up with some of these projects, hopefully some during the day.
And possibly 40 of the evening, 20 and 40, but they're saying 10 is pretty hot right now. Not 10, but 15 and 17.
I'm initially leaning toward tuning it to 20 meters, because that would work out with about the amount of wire I got laying out there in that spool, and it would work out for the distance I've got. I'd have to add some or extend it to do 40. But, yeah, I think I can do the 20 meter and then use my Nano to set the SWRs on it and get it dialed in and hook it up.
Definitely do the 20 then, because you'll have good luck on that, but you got to get it up off the ground, bud. Man, I tell you what. Let me know when you get it up, okay? And we might try to ground wave. You know what I mean by ground wave, right?
I'm still new to it. This is going to be my first experience with HF outside of what we done in your shack.
Okay. Did you get your general?
I had my general since back 2018 when I tested out. I took my tech and my general at the same time. I'm still studying for my extra.
Okay. All right. You get this thing up, and for the most part, most of these dipole, rotatable dipoles and Yagis and all that kind of stuff, they're not going to do real good in close. And you and I are in close. But now with an inverted V dipole, we might just be able to hear each other.
It'd be a good possibility. I figured this the other day, it looks like I can get the center point of the antenna somewhere between 32 and 36 feet off the ground right now. I might can do a little better than that, get closer to 40.
That should work well. And then get your chips out there at least about 8 or 10 feet off the ground. All right. Well, let me know if you need some help there, bud. Well, listen, I got to jump off here. My pride is starving to death. We are fixing to go into the clock on Wade Hampton and try to do a keto diet and hamburger steak. And by the way, listen, I may give you a call later on this evening. You going to be around?
You're around.
I'll give you a call on the landline, and I'm going to tell you what I've been up to. I got a second tower going up with a Mosley. So I'll give you a call a little bit later on. We got to go in, and I got to get this girl fed before she whoops me. K2RCL, KN4VWA, 73. Clear.
To that, and the missus said that's right. You better get her fed and took care of. But this will be K2RCL, and I'll say 73s, and I'm monitoring.
HTX K4 OIM, name's Walt. QTH is Emmett.
It's Patrick up in Penrose. How are you today?
Give out. My nephew died here a little over a month ago, and I inherited a bunch of bedroom furniture, so I've been in there all day moving around and cleaning, and I'm ready to go to bed tonight.
Bet you wore out after doing all that.
He didn't have but one son, and he was divorced, and his son didn't want anything he had. And I got a huge cedar wardrobe, and it's sitting out on the porch. I ain't got it in the house yet. That's what I was trying to make room for, was to get it in there. But before that, I inherited all this stuff. I was going to move my radio equipment in the house in my bedroom, but I guess I'll stay here in my camper now.
Got your ham shack and a camper outside?
This September will be 3 years ago, I had a stroke and fell out of the camper. I fell about 9 foot and landed, or 9 feet, and landed on my head and broke my darn neck. And now I'm not supposed to be alone. And I ended up moving in with my daughter, but I bought this 32-foot pull-behind camper. And I took everything out of the living room and the kitchen. Well, I still got the stove and a refrigerator and the sink and all. But I got rid of the slide-out bed and the seats and everything. And I got my ham shack down here in the camper. And when my daughter works, I got a 5-year-old grandson. I don't know who watches who, if I watch him or he watches me, but he's here with me to make sure. I'm all right. I mean, the only thing, it messed my left hand crippled up, and my left shoulder's numb, and I can't walk far. My left leg just gives out on me, but other than that, I'm fine. I just can't climb trees to put up dipole antennas no more.
46, and I don't think I want to be climbing trees to put up antennas. I'm going to find a better way.
Up in North Carolina this past week, and this lady, her husband, they were both ham operators, and he died 2 years ago. And she has some equipment that she was just about giving away. And she gave me an antenna launcher, the one that you pump up with air and shoot the projectile across the trees. It's got a Zebco 202 closed face reel on it and a 40-pound test line, so I ain't going to have to be climbing no more.
Hey, to do it, fishing in the trees for the antenna.
I did have a 5-band fan dipole up out here, and I got my rod and reel out and just throw the line. I put a 5/8 socket on it and threw it across the tree limb and pulled the antenna up. I got it up about 50 feet, but that thing been working real good. And then about a month ago, my SWR went up on it. And I've got a FT950 HF rig that covers 160 down to 6 meters. And that thing always tuned out flat. I had it resting on me every band without using a tuner. But it got to where my radio wasn't tuning. And I had an auto tuner, it wasn't tuning. And I finally dropped it. When I did, I reached up there to get the vellum, and it, there was about a pint of water run down into my shirt sleeve. The thing was full of water, so I went ahead and put up just a 40-meter dipole, an 80-meter dipole. I got it running north and south, and I've got a 20-meter double bazooka. I had it up running north and south, but I've got it on the ground now. I'm going to put it back up running east and west. And then I got a Cushcraft tri-bander beam out there I've had for, oh man, a year and a half, maybe 2 years, and I've never got it together and put it up. But I got me a tripod, and I've got my nephews coming over, and they're going to help me get that thing together, get it up on top of the house. It covers 20, 15, and 10. But, I don't know. I got stuff to keep me busy there.
Plenty of antennas to choose from there. Just pick out which one's working the best that day, I guess.
Got a Hustler 4-band vertical out there. I've got to get up. I don't really like the vertical waves. They're way too noisy. Well, I'm up here on Lake Bowen in Inman. It probably won't be as noisy up here, but around town, all the lights and the transformers, it just, vertical just ain't the way to go.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I just got my tech back in September, so I'm still learning all of it.
My novice license back in 1978, I had to know 5 words a minute in code. And back then, they would ask you to draw a Hartley oscillator or Colpitts oscillator, and you had to draw the schematic part and tell them what each part was. Man, back then, a novice license to me is about like getting an advanced or extra license now, but I kept renewing my novice license. I swore if I ever learned 5 words a minute, I'd never use Morse code again. but I never did upgrade. I kept renewing, and I was a novice for 38 years. And after I broke my neck, my daughter said, Daddy, why don't you upgrade? And I hadn't even studied. I went to Greenville and took the test for a technician, and I missed one. And then I went back a month later and took the test for the general. And I think, I missed three questions on it. And I'm studying now to go for the extra, but I ain't really that interested in the extra. You don't get that much extra space on the band.
Started studying for my general, so I'm working on it. I have a radio to do it and an antenna. I listen sometimes, but I don't have my ticket, so I can't use it yet.
10 meters with it? Have you got a 10-meter antenna?
The center dipole and an inverted V.
You tune that thing to 10 meters. You can talk from 28.3 to 28.5 on voice. And I stay down there a lot. 10 meters have been opening up a little here lately. And 20 meter has. I've been on 20 meters some. But I had mic fright. I was scared to get on the radio and talk. It didn't bother me using a telegraph key. But then, back last January, when Miss Karen up there in Columbus, her radio died on her, and she was calling the Tuesday night net at KN4RJN. John, he was the Friday night net controller, and he and I got to talking one day on the phone. He said, Walt, you've got the voice for it. Why don't you tell Dave you want to ride along with whoever's calling the net on Tuesday night to become a net control operator? And I did, and I enjoy it. You meet a lot of new people, and boy, when somebody don't check in, it's like somebody in the family didn't show up for dinner. K4OIM for ID.
For HKX Friday. Yeah, I imagine so. I try to check in every night that I can. Just some nights I don't get in time. And then, like last Tuesday, I thought I was going to be coming through the black hole of Henderson County there. And luckily, I made it out the other side before you closed the net and got to check in. I try to every night that I can. I'm around to do that, and then if I'm not, I try to use the net check-in online. So I try to, and I've been practicing here by myself, just trying to get the call signs down, writing them down, and names and location as you're calling the net and the other net controllers, just so I can learn call signs better, because I struggle with that one, getting those.
Now, and I still have trouble remembering call signs. But there's a few of them on there, like Lorena and her husband Rick and Michelle. I know who it is quick as Lorena keys up. And then Dave, W4DJW, and KI4LZI, Andy up at Table Rock, and KI4DOS, Gary, and K3JOY, Joy, and then I can remember Harry and Sid, but it takes some doing, but some of them, you tell them to give you your call signs in phonetics, and they come with some off-the-wall stuff, and you just, time you're trying to figure out what the call sign was, you done missed the whole conversation, and it used to bother me to have to say, hey, could you come back with that? I missed it. But like Dave Watson told me, he said, Walt, you're in control. Slow them down till you get it. So it don't bother me no more.
I think you do a good job with it. And like I said, I've been practicing here at home with you. So, and I missed some of them too, so don't worry. Some of them, they just spit them or rattle them off so fast that it's hard to catch them. And so, that, like you say, you just got to slow them down to where you can get it.
Solar storm this week, and boy, that repeater has been noisy. Week before last, I could not hardly copy anybody. It was so noisy. And I had to get somebody to relay because I wasn't hearing nothing but static. But, and then, I don't know if you know it or not, but something's been interfering with the repeater. I was sitting here the other day when I come down here about 7 o'clock in the morning, put on Polly Coffee and turn on the radio. And my 2-meter rig kept keying up like somebody was trying to get into the repeater, and then it go back to receive, then key up, go back, key up, go back. What in the world's wrong with my radio? And I've got a 2-meter mobile in here. I turned it on, and it was doing the same thing. I got two HTs in here. They were doing it. And it's something up there close to the repeater that's causing interference, and it's driving Dave and Johnny and them crazy trying to figure out what in the world's going on. But it just comes and goes, or come and go. Have you had any problem with it?
I'm up here, if you know anything about this area, where Caesar's Head's at. I live down in the Little River Valley, on the directly on the other side of that. So there, and it's got to go up and over. And there's some days that I just can't even get in to the repeater. And, you know, I got a vertical antenna that's almost 40 foot in the air out here.
Lake Bowen, I-26 is right in my backyard out there. And according to the map, I'm 21 miles, road miles away from the repeater, but in a straight line, I'm not but 19 miles from it. And they just, sometimes I can't copy nothing, especially when that interference is in there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I get the same thing. And I thought maybe it was just something wrong with my radio. Like I said, I'm new to all this. I didn't know if I'd put something up wrong or done something wrong or what it was, but I guess it's not.
But I fool around with working some of the old tube-type stuff, and I love these old boat anchors. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of them sitting around here that I fool with, and I kind of enjoy fooling with them. I'll buy them off eBay. I bought a bunch of 2-meter rigs off of eBay that people, or not eBay, but QTH, and they were honest and said they were tech specials, and they would tell you what it was doing. I'd buy them, and Lord knows I got enough parts around here, and I'll fix them up, and a new ham comes along, and talking on a bow thing or something, and he's looking for a radio, I'll let him have one for $20, $25, or $30. I don't do it to make no money. I just do it to help him get on the air.
Hobby's bad, isn't it? Helping one another learn and educate yourselves and having fun doing it.
But, back when I was a kid, my grandmother worked in the mill on the third shift, and my grandfather had heart trouble, and they had to have somebody stay with him at night. And since I was the oldest in the family, the oldest grandchild, I got elected. I didn't like it, but now looking back, I thank God that I got to experience the time I have with my grandpa and grandma. And the next door neighbor was L.B. Forker, K-4-O-I-M. And got me interested in it. And when I did upgrade and go to the general, I got in touch with Mr. Fortner's son and told him, I said, I'm going to take my general and I'm thinking about applying for a vanity call, and I want you to talk to your brothers and your sisters to see if it's all right if I apply for K-4-O-I-M. And he called me the next day and said, man, we are tickled to death. Go for it. So I did, and that's where I got the call. Before that, it was Kilo Charlie, Victor Lima, Mike. But the K-4-O-I-M, man, that is one sweet call for CW. Well, it's about time for the net, so I guess we better clear out of here. This will be K-4-O-I-M. I'll be clear on your final there.
I enjoyed talking to you this afternoon, and this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3 to you all.
7-3.
You, the Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net. Connect control tonight is KJ4RQZ. My name is Nathan, and my location is Driver's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Sir Peter is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Sir Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic from the net? Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Spencer Bulletin's for the net. Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Okay, well, now we're getting a roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on net for the RAC-2 portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we get an Alpha 2 Delta. Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet.
KJ4RQZ. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Nathan.
10 Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Call QZ. Nathan, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in
Piedmont,
and we'll all be negative and negative.
RQZ, please check in to Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73 is to you.
Oh, check in Kilo One Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, located in Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
Control, I'd recognize. W4DJW, Dave, hope you're having a good night out there. K04BDM, KK4DMW, KK4ONO, KM4MOQ, KB2BYQ, K1CJW. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. I see where we're at. Are there any check-ins? Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
In net control, please check in W4FCM, Fred Cameron, Fox Charlie Mike, and N4AI. I had done the pre-net check-in, but evidently did something wrong on that. So W4FCM and N4II, thank you.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Nate, Victor. That's KO4UIV, David, Mobile, and Greenwood. No traffic, comment.
KJ
KJ4 RQZ. And Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
4 RQZ. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. Nathan, thanks.
Hi, Net Control. This is Kilo Papa 3 Uniform, Kentucky Papa 3 Uniform. My name is Sam Sierra Alpha Mike, and the QTH Duncan, Spartanburg, South Carolina. I do have negative. No traffic. Have a nice evening.
Bill. N, Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4, BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, and no traffic, no comments.
KJ4 RQZ. Kilo 2 Romeo Charlie Lima out of Taylor's, K2RCL. Name's Russell, and I'll be negative and negative.
Control, I'd like to recognize W4MCM, N4AI. KO4EYV, KC4EZN, KP3U, KM4BLH, K2RCL. And that was my bad, folks. I forgot to look at the pre-net check-ins. I was fixing to look at it. That was my bad. I know I missed one person. All I got was your name. Please try again, KJ4QZ and the Blue Ridge Stream Internet.
4RQZ. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up in Penrose.
Recognize KO4HKX. Patrick. Are there any other check-ins that go through our hotel for Blue Ridge Stream Internet? Call KJ4RQZ. N9GS and N9PKP, as well as W4FHJ. Are there any other check-ins? Let's see where we are. Are there any check-ins, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Call KJ4RQZ.
Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
Thank you, Z. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Nathan, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Thank you, Z. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim at Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all of the net.
Recognize KK4IJ, no, my bad, KK4JFO, W4IOE, and KO4LAO. Any other check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge Stream Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
4 Kilo Foxtrot Sierra. This is Tommy from Greenville, KO4 KFS.
That's KO4 KFS. Are there any check-ins? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Net Control, this is KO4 NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. I'm in Holly Springs, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred Mobile in Piedmont, 732 Nathan Holman, that will be negative and negative.
Mark QZ. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
4 RQZ. In and out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Recognize KO4NUE. K4NNH, K4OIM, and K4OSH. Hope y'all are all having a good night out there tonight. And staying safe. Are there any other check-ins? Mike Super Pop for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
QZ. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November, Juliet, Tyler and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everyone.
Recognize KO4NNJ. Are there any check-ins? Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ, good evening, Nathan. Please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike, AA4RM. I'm Robert N. Easley, negative, negative.
RQZ. No, please check in Kilo, Mike, 4, Romeo, Golf, X-ray. This is Carol. I'm in West Union. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to everybody on the net tonight.
Recognize AA4RM and KM4RGX. Any other check-ins? Come back through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ. All right, are there any check-ins? Uniform 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4RQZ.
Net control. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I am in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, mobile it on to the way home, and I'll be negative and negative. Everyone have a nice evening.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Chief Club of North Carolina. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Charlie, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Good to hear you, Nathan. Thanks for calling in that, man.
Control. Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. This is David in Whitmire. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. It's KN4 UBG. Be Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Head. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
KJ4RQZ. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. KJ4WZM. Daniel, next door to you and travel address. Running low power. I hope I don't have too much white noise on me. 73s to you and all on the net.
For RQC. And the net, please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
Recognize, that was a good group. Net control, I'd recognize K4VKN, Allen, KN4VWA, KE4ZHF, KX4YM, Scott, KO4AOC, Mary. Hope y'all are having a good time. It's been a while. KO4ILI, Mary, KC4YLC, David, KN4UBG, Kevin,
KJ4WZM Daniel, and it is his birthday. Happy birthday, Daniel. Hope it's a good one. K4LWE Larry. Let's see, where are we? Any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Please check in and out. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Also check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda. And we're at Asheville.
Can I have KI4VLW, Randy, and KJ4CRL, Linda? If y'all are having a good time in Asheville and staying safe. I don't know if it's raining up that way or not. Are there any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Are there any check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Yeah, any check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. 4RQZ, that's Biddy, your call sign. What I thought it was Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey Papa. Is that correct?
Whiskey Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 4, Juliet Whiskey A4JWC.
Again.
Alpha Lima.
Al. Thank you. Negative light recognized. WA4JWC. Al. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
So Oscar 4, November Romeo. Jerry, I'll be on mobile. I mean, negative and negative. Out of Greenville.
Can I ask KO4NNR, Jerry, mobile, in Greenville? Hopefully it's not too terribly muggy in Greenville. Are there any check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Looks like it's dried up a little bit, so let's see what we got here. This is KJ4RQZ, now securing the forum portion of the network. Thanks for checking in. All stations wish to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag queue portion of the network. Periodic stops for check-ins between rag queues. Seeing as which I don't have any rag queues, let's see, are there any check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ. Pre-check.
Comments, I'm here. Yeah, I know what in the world I'm talking about. Okay. That great. Switch the topic. Something else. I saw a Bronco Sport. But I think I've seen like three of them. I haven't really seen the big one. Do you know when they're coming out? I still haven't found that out, but I've seen where they tested them in Moab the other day.
I'm in Moab, took them down the Jeep trails. They also took them to the Easter Jeep Safari. That made Jeep very happy. There is a Bronco Sport for sale at, I think it's at George Coleman. It's like a purple. No, it's not purple. It's an interesting color. I'm more interested in the bigger one, though.
Yeah, but I still haven't seen one of those. I don't think they've released them. I don't know when they're releasing them. I didn't know they took it to that Jeep Jamboree thingy or whatever it was. How did it do there?
There's still some of the thunder from the Jeep. Oh, it did fine. It kept up with the Jeeps just fine. A lot of people are going to get them. They're going to trade in their Jeeps. Apparently, they've been having wiring problems and all kinds of problems, transmission problems with the Jeeps. It looks like July 13th, 2021.
You know, that's like 1 month from now. I can't wait to see them going on down the road, though. Especially since that one's supposed to come start. The option to come start with 35s and stuff. That'd be really cool.
Too badly priced, either. If you get, like, the... You can get a manual if you really want to. I'd go for automatic because you can get the larger engine. And because I'm not that great at driving a manual. But personally, I would like to get the larger engine. It's like a 2.8. I think there's two options, a 2.8 and a 2.1 or something like that. But yeah, it'll be nice to see them driving around. It'd be cool to actually drive one. They're pretty capable as they are stock, even the cheap one.
Give them a chance to drive one. I'd love to just be able to see them too. Yeah, I probably would get the one with the bigger engine over manual transmission. I ain't too worried about having a manual. I've driven enough manuals in my life that I'm not... It does not affect my ego either way. I just prefer 18-wheelers to have a manual because they're a lot easier to deal with at slower speeds than the automatic. The automatic ones are very frustrating to operate in parking lots and stuff.
It probably doesn't know what gear to put it in at slower speeds or backing it up. Probably takes it a minute to figure it out. But yeah, it looks like there's a 2.7 and a 2.3. There's a 2.7 V6, 2.3 four-cylinder. I get the 2.7. I believe the 2.7 is the same one that's in the Ranger. And the base price is like $30,000. Not bad.
$50,000. You know, those start at like $42,000 or something stupid like that.
The Bronco's got more options than the 4Runner. More things you can take the doors off, like you can in a Jeep. As far as like kit and whatnot, they got all kinds of stuff. It's like a Lego, pretty much. They have all kinds of stuff for that Bronco. It's gonna be a pretty cool little truck. And be able to go toe to toe with the Rubicon. And the Sport's not bad for what it is, if you get the right one. But personally, I like the Bronco. I'd actually buy one of them. Hopefully in my future.
I'd have to get one too. It's still going to be a while before I can get one though. And they had to make it like that so that it had all those options because of the way the Jeeps come. They basically wanted it to be in competition with Jeep right out the door. Because they're going to steal an awful lot of the Jeeps following doing what they're doing. Because a lot of the people in the Jeep groups used to have Broncos, and they did all that kind of stuff. But then the Broncos got old and outdated, so people went to the Jeeps, and Jeeps have stayed essentially the same now for about 10 years and haven't really changed an awful lot at all. They're nearly all identical, so Ford came out and said, oh, guess what? We have built a Bronco. Come over here. Ours is more interesting.
More powerful engine. Probably even better fuel economy. Reliability is yet to be seen, but I'm sure it'll be just as good as the Ranger.
Ranger this much, I have not heard anything bad about them whatsoever. But as far as I know, it's been pretty comparable to the Tacoma, actually.
Form they have over in Europe and Australia and Asia, all over the world, other than here, so they brought it back. So it's been tried and true. It's been tested. There's no reason for them to have a lot of issues, and I haven't really heard about a lot of issues. A few little things on the Ranger group. I follow a Ranger group. There's a few little things that people complain about, but nothing major. Nothing with the engines or the transmissions or wiring issues. And they just released the trimmer package for the Ranger, which that is pretty cool. That's awesome. It's like a baby Raptor.
Yeah, they're about to come out with that. I remember seeing them in the zebra striped version too when they went out testing them and stuff like that. I didn't see them in person. I just seen the stuff online about it. But that would be another very interesting vehicle to test drive. And I bet their fuel economy is pretty good as well.
22s roughly, maybe 25. I might be over exaggerating a little. I want that power inverter that they got in the F-150. It's going to be neat if they could put that in the Ranger. It's like a 7.8 kilowatt or kilowatt hours. That's pretty cool. Maybe not that large in the Ranger, maybe like a 2.8.
I don't know a whole lot about it, but that sounds like it's a lot of power. I know people are talking about plugging it, plugging their houses into it and stuff like that. So, Tesla says, plug your car into your house. Ford says, plug your house into your F-150. Big difference.
Freezing went on in Texas. There's a few people that ran their houses off of them. You get that 7.8 kilowatt hours, I think. That's enough to run your house off of, especially considering the fact the truck just runs like a generator. If the fuel gets too low, it cuts itself off. That's a lot better. I know the Lightning has that option too, the all-electric F-150, but you can't really fill it up with battery power whenever the power's out. You can fill it up with, you can fill up the gas tank in the hybrid version, but you can't fill up the battery whenever the battery dies. But they're saying if you have a full charge with the, and you own the Lightning, you should be able to run your house, just like the few little things, for 4 days, I think. But still, I prefer to have the gas F-150 with that hybrid.
I wonder about the diesel version. Did they ever release a diesel version of the F-150? A baby turbo? Like a four-cylinder?
There was a rumor of a baby power stroke, but I haven't actually seen it. I don't know if it died or not, because I know Chevy's got a small Duramax, and Dodge has a small Cummins. And Chevy's got that small inline six Duramax, and Dodge has a small, they've obviously got an inline. I think it's just a inline four, or no, it's an inline six. It's just got a smaller displacement.
I'm going to look it up and see what I can find. If you want to check your check-ins real quick and see if you've got any more.
I think it might be about dried up, though. All right, yeah, the check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Vienna check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KJ4RQZ. For comments or check-ins, please call KJ4RQZ to Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Comments or check-ins, please call KJ4RQZ to Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's do the net report, y'all. KJ4RQZ to Blue Ridge 2 Internet. KJ4RQZ now securing the farm portion. This is KJ4RQZ now securing the Blue Ridge streaming on net. Well, thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and as always, a good night.
I looked this thing up real quick. It does exist. It's an F-150 3-liter V6 turbo diesel. They have 250 horsepower and 440 pound-feet of torque. Rated to tow 11,400 pounds.
It's more than the white Suburban. No, white Suburban's got 12. That's not far behind the white Suburban. That's in an F-150.
Hey, you want to swap to Simplex real quick to untie the repeater since you're literally 50 feet away?
Facing an 8.
KJ4WZM, I'm heading to
5-2
for a second.
4QZ clear. Heading
5-2. I am KM4RGX. Check 4YM, go ahead.
Doing, hadn't talked to you in a while.
How's the camping life today?
I had to leave this morning about 11 o'clock because I'm having heating and air problems, you know, at home, so I got back here about maybe 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
About 7:30-ish and didn't hear you, so I figured I'd slip on down here.
To run back to town, my heating and air was kicking the breaker off. To find out, it wasn't my heating and air, it was the lug
going into the breaker had gotten a little loose and caused it to get hot. And every time it would get hot, it would trip.